Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's Ogden Geek Gamescast, episode 320. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Corey Feinsup.
Bang, bang.
Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
What the hell was that, Mike? Get some energy in there.
What?
I need to, that is energy just, from Mike.
Why don't you just go to sleep?
I need to contrast Corey's unbridled enthusiasm with his bang, bang.
So you know you just brought us back down to trying to be even? All right, Tony.
Oos!
Joined by Tony Kokodakis.
Trust me, I'll have plenty to be energetic about later in this, trust me.
Okay. Mm. Wow. So guys, well, episode 320. This is post-Black Friday, guys. Let's just kick it off with Black Friday. What'd you guys get? Did you guys get some good stuff? I mean, here's the problem. And I screwed up. I already screwed up once. I canceled my Persona order. Because I thought I could redo the order again from Best Buy to get the $25 and do it that way. And I can't do it again. The best part about this is they applied.
Wait, I thought you already did that. Why would you have to do it again?
Okay, so I ordered at the same transaction Persona and Horizon, the collector's editions. And I got the $9.99 Disney Infinity on the same transaction. So I thought, well, I'll cancel Persona and I'll do another order for $100. I screwed that up. So I canceled Persona. The best part about this is they had already they were charging me for that game $68. So the way that the discounts worked out, they applied it to Horizon. So I'm okay still. I lost like $4. If that makes anybody like it's fine. But I feel bad because I lost like $4. So I'm paying like because the collector's edition Horizon is $95, but they charged me $68 or something like that for it.
Oh, well, what happened is probably the discount if you use the Visa checkout promotion. Yeah. It probably just took more
off of that.
That's what I'm saying. That, yeah. It allocated most of it to that game.
Right.
So
right.
You know, when you first said Horizon, I thought you were talking about Forza. And I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, Forza? I was like,
no.
I thought you weren't even interested in Horizon.
I didn't say I wasn't interested. I just said it looks like Uncharted.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, if it looks like Uncharted.
I guess we're going to get into that a little bit later in the podcast too, right, Jim?
Things about you're not interested in and playing?
Things that Jim says and then does.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. They reallocated things on my order. They charged me $67 for Horizon. For a $100 item. Sorry. I'm just looking at my order. That's not bad.
What you should have done to maximize it, if they do it again in the future, is try to get $100 orders in.
That's where that's what I was trying to do. Like, and I didn't realize it when I first did it because I'm like, let's just jump on this because I thought it was a glitch. Yeah. One of those things where you just do it. And then I did it. I'm like, wait, I should have gotten two done for the $100. And I'm like, oh, you can't do that though. This is only one transaction, they said. And I didn't read that until after I canceled Persona. So I'll wait for them to maybe do this again or somebody to do 50% bonus credit, and then I'll go get Persona.
Yeah, let me see. My Persona I bundled with Dishonored 2 Limited Edition.
Which I have now. I have that now, Mike.
It comes with the first one, too.
All right.
Yep.
Oh, is that what the Limited Edition comes with?
Yep.
The first game?
Yep. Cool. So I got Persona 5 Premium Edition and Dishonored 2 Limited Edition for a total of $79.48. Which is like essentially getting Dishonored 2 for free.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the one with the mask? You're talking about the whole shebang? That big one?
No. Limited Edition comes in this little this little bundle.
It basically just comes with the code for Dishonored 1.
Oh. Yeah.
And all the DLC for Dishonored 1. There's a Dishonored 2 Limited Edition, and there's like Super Limited Edition.
Yeah.
Like Super Saiyan Level 2.
Yeah.
So,
Turbo. Anyway, so what did you guys get spoils-wise, Tony?
Like I said, I converted a lot of my Amazon pre-orders to Best Buy just because it's like, hey, do you want more money off? I was like, sure.
Yeah.
So I got a couple copies of Skyrim Special Edition. They were super cheap with this. A couple of them might be gifts. A couple of them might be trading fodder.
Might be flips. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a Fire TV stick for my sister and brother-in-law because they watch stuff, but they don't have like a device that can stream. They don't own any systems or anything like that. Like I said, Dishonored 2, a Vizio 48-inch TV for $200. That was pretty good.
Who what?
A Vizio 48-inch LED TV. It's only 1080p. Yeah, it's only 1080p, but it's something for my parents when I go back there. Like, they just have nothing in the basement.
Yeah,
so, it's for you. But somewhere else.
It's sort of for me, but I'm...
Hey, guys, here's a gift that I'm going to use.
Yeah.
It's for right. you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm just buying a TV and putting it down here. If you guys need to use it anytime, you can. Go ahead.
Those are always the best kinds of gifts.
Yep, exactly. It's like, I'm not charging you for this. I got this sweet Logitech G900 mouse, which was MSRP for $150. I got that for half off just because I was like, well... Sure, why not? I was in the market for a mouse anyway, and it's pretty awesome. I like it a lot so far. The G can be preset to different colors and stuff like that, and kind of matches my mechanical keyboard right now. So super nerded out. Anything else?
No other games. No. Just Dishonored is the only. Game
I mean,
you got physically.
Pre-ordered. I got Titanfall 2. Like I said. And I still had a backlog for Pokemon and stuff like that. So I kind of tempered it. I did temper it a bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I did a flip for Overwatch because I wanted to convert that to a digital.
Oh, it did too. Yeah.
So they were like GameStop gave with like the bonus like 30 something, and the digital copy on PlayStation Network was essentially 32. So I paid $2 to upgrade to a digital version, but in doing so, I found a limited edition copy of Overwatch at GameStop that they were trying to clearance out, which I didn't know that this, maybe Jim, you knew this, but when they have new items that they want to get rid of, they price it as if it were a pre-owned item. So
no, it's new.
That's well, right, it's new, but they price it like pre-owned because it was $79.99, and then it said with you know the power-up rewards, it's $71.99. I was like,
oh.
Is this pre-owned? I thought you guys didn't take the collector's edition stuff. And they're like, no, it's sealed. Everything's in there. No, it's never been opened. Just we have to clearance it out, so we put it at a pre-owned price. I was like, oh. So I bought that with some of the credit that I got and just literally took the disc. I was like, all right, here you go. Here's another copy. They're like, okay, fair enough. I was like, I just want the goodies inside. They're like, all right. That's
cool. So you bought the statue.
And the art book.
And the art book, yeah.
And the soundtrack, and the postcards.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah.
But you got the digital version now.
And the box is pretty sweet, I have to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, the guy was like I handed it to him, and not to like be stereotypical or anything, but like what you expect an average GameStop employee, and he's like, oh, and he like almost dropped it. I was like, dude, he's like, this is heavy. I was like, I mean, I'm not saying it's not heavy, but at the same time, like, you made it seem to be like it was
50
you know,
pounds or something.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's pretty much my spoils. And then gifts.
So,
but, you know,
nobody. So, as Tony was saying, there was a 50% bonus trade at GameStop pre Black Friday that I think Corey and I may have
done pretty well.
Quite a good advantage of.
But you hate GameStop, Jim. You hate GameStop.
But I love exploiting them.
But you hate GameStop.
But I love exploiting them.
You couldn't exploit them.
Fine, they can be around so I can exploit them.
That's fine. But don't say, I hate them, but I'm going to continue to support their business and their, like,
I do hate them. I can hate them. I can hate them and still do it. I hate myself for it. I still do it.
We all do things we hate. Let's just be real.
Yeah. So I bought in.
Yeah, that's fine, but Jim does it more so than most of us, I would say.
Well, he's definitely more vocal about the things he hates.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Oh, okay.
It makes it easier to call him out on.
So anyways, I ended up getting an Xbox One S, just for nothing. I didn't pay any money for it. In fact, I still have $40 credit at their store.
How much credit did you get for your original Xbox One?
I didn't trade my original in. I still have my original Xbox.
Oh, wait, what did you trade in to get all that credit for an Xbox?
My iPad Mini.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
The one that it's always full and I never can use it. It just slugs to shit. So I've traded that in for $120 and my games. And I wish I thought about my PS Vita. Ugh! But yeah. I hear a rumor that this is coming back at the end of this month.
Oh, the PS Vita.
Yes. I'm done with it now. I'm ready to move on.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was fine.
Huh?
I got my money out of this.
Really? Did you?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
What did you play on it?
I played What did I play?
Freedom Wars, Persona 4.
Freedom Wars, Persona. No, I didn't really finish Persona, though. Mm. Freedom Wars, I played a bunch of hours on. There's some stuff still installed digitally that I own. I can't think of anything at the moment.
Think hard, Jim.
Well, I know I played Zero Escape on it.
Okay, so two.
Yeah. I played a bunch. I did play a bunch. I'm just trying to think of what I played. I traded games in. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. So what I used to own, I don't remember. So once I'd finished it, I traded in. But I didn't put that many hours into it. I probably put 100 hours into it since I've owned it. That's still...
Okay, all right. If you got 100 hours, just based on what you've said on the podcast since you got it, it just sounded like it was nothing.
But maybe it was close. It's got to be close considering what I played.
If you played 100 hours, I would say you got your money's worth out of it, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's nowhere near what I played on my 3DS. It's just...
No, I know. I just...
I have no.
You never said, "Oh, I'm making real progress in Persona 4" or anything like that. And
no,
like,
I never.
That's
really,
the only game you'd ever really talked about playing on your Vita.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I played. I know I played Freedom Wars, but anyway. So the trading credit they gave for that, what was it, $75, Corey?
Yeah, $75, and then with the bonus, it's $112.50.
$112 for
that. Yeah. That was really good. Because you bought it on.
Yeah, cheap, I bought it for $179.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So I wouldn't have lost anything then. You know what I mean? Like I would have gotten definitely.
I got it for 200. I got mine for 200. So it was definitely worth it. And what's sad is it's the exact same amount you get for an Xbox One,
with the bonus.
Weird with the bonus, yeah. Because they're both $75 without the bonus. So
yeah,
it's crazy.
So I'm kind of holding off until the end of the month to see if it's coming back, mm-hmm. and then I still might actually trade that in. But so I got an Xbox One S. I also got that for
I'm sorry, what are you going to do with your original Xbox then? Are you just going to have two Xboxes?
It's in the living room for now. Okay. I may or may not use it. My brother's using it, so that's what I figured. Cool. Yeah.
I was like this close to getting on Cyber Monday. Amazon had the Uncharted PS4 Slim bundle for like $212.
Yeah.
I was like, I should just, again, get that. And it's like, I'm just going to leave this here at my parents. So when I do come home sometimes on the weekends.
Yeah.
No,
that was a good deal. There were some amazing Xbox One and PS4 deals this weekend. It really was.
It was really good. It was so good. Like,
yeah.
Here's the thing is like, you know, we had mentioned this. I don't want to get too deep into it. But like, I did mention that, you know, when we talked about the Switch, you know, skipping this holiday season, how it was bad. But I was like, well, you know, I mean, they're competing against, you know, the systems that are out. And it's like, how can you compete with that? Like, you have a Switch for, let's say, $249 or $299.
Exact same. That's what happened to Wii U. It's like, came out and the 360 and PS3 were just selling like hotcakes still because they were much cheaper and had way more games to play.
Yeah. But it could be the same thing here. I mean, they could launch that and it may launch at $299. And these systems can drop to $249.
Oh, it could.
I actually am of the. I'm thinking that the Switch is going to launch at $249, but So it was a good Black Friday. I mean, Corey, you also got an Xbox One S, right?
Yep. Yeah, I traded in my fat, slow piece of shit.
You're terribly working. Now, see, I don't have an issue with my Xbox at home. Corey had a massive issue with his.
By the way,
my PlayStation Pro is so much more quiet than the PlayStation regular that I had, the shit one. Really? Like, I heard it was louder from a lot of people, but because mine was so sick, that this is just so much more quiet. Yeah. Because mine has been melting for a long time, let's face it.
I have not got a chance to do much with it yet, because, again, my brother...
We gotta play some Gears now. But...
Yeah, definitely. But, like, my brother's been up here, so I've been hanging out with him, just doing stuff. They've really had no time to game all that much, but just getting it set up took forever. I think a lot of people must have got these systems like at the same time, and then everybody's using their bandwidth to download
to
updates.
Connect to the server.
It took me
a while, you know,
ever.
You were here.
And it took so long, the console shut itself off in the middle of the update.
Oh, shit. So I would have been worried as fuck, man.
And then it came back up and had to redo the entire thing.
I kept every hour, I kept walking in my room and pressing the controller button to just make sure that didn't
make
happen.
Make sure, yeah.
Yeah, thank God you told me that. Yeah. So
it's funny when you mentioned how much you got that credit for, because I was like, damn, Corey, what'd you trade in? You mentioned your Xbox One. I was hanging out with Happel, And I was like, yeah, like, you know, Corey just traded in his Vita and his Xbox One. And Apple's like, what? He traded in his Xbox One? I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And she just told me. He's like, that doesn't make any sense. He's invested so many hours in the desktop and just, like, went off on this rant. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, maybe he's getting an S then, I guess. Like, I don't know. And he's like, you better be. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, so I do like the S one I got. I got the blue one. It's nice. Awesome. I like the color quite a bit.
Dude,
I even like the controller.
It's a sexy looking system, though.
Yeah, it is. Awesome. They really have a great design on this thing. I actually ordered the vertical stand because mine didn't come with it. Did yours come with one?
No, I didn't. I like it horizontal, though. I mean, it fits.
I should have asked you if you had one because I could have just taken yours.
No, it didn't come with it, though.
With my PS4 Pro, I have to put it on its side because of the space I have. Mm. So the Pro, you can't. And so I'm getting a stand for it. But Jesus, what else? Mike, did you get anything?
I largely abstain from Black Friday nonsense, but
I got Last of Us for $9.99. I got it again for the
third time.
Yeah, see, just because something's real cheap is not going to make me buy something I don't particularly want or already have.
So I just want to say that the draw for this game for this third time, the draw is I now have a PS4 Pro. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to play this until I get a 4K TV.
Okay, saving it.
Yeah. I'll replay it for HDR.
But I think I have it digitally. So
What I did do is I noticed that there was like just 15% off on Amazon for books. I actually bought some comic books online. Like I said, nice. I like the physical comic books. I know you guys don't particularly care, but I do for those. So
I mean, personal preference.
You know what they're doing though? Aren't they doing like I don't know if DC's doing this, but I know Marvel's doing where they give you the digital version of it when you buy the actual comic. Mm-hmm. Not in every comic yet, but they're starting to do that.
Did I get any Marvel ones?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I know the Star Wars comics I got from Marvel all have the digital comics, the codes. You just put them in, and that way you don't even have to read the actual. So you get the paper, and you also get the digital, which I like. It's just like movies. That's what I like about the movies.
Makes sense.
Oh, I also picked up ReCore for $10 because I had $5 credit. Nice. So I haven't tried it yet, but I have the Windows version of that now, talking because it's digital. Mm. So, and I also got Overwatch digitally as well. Yeah. I mean, if I can have a digital version of these games, like if there was a lot of good sales on digital games, that was great.
It's actually Overwatch makes sense because it's always online anyway, so
it's always improving.
Yeah, so. And the value of it, like, it just makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, it just the value wise, it's there to keep it digital.
I mean,
I'm always gonna be playing it.
I got a lot of games actually. I don't want to tell my wife that I got.
I hope she doesn't listen to this one. And...
It's like, I got Battleborn. Yes, I did it. Ugh. $5,
oh, man. It's.
I had to. Okay, Battlefield.
You're never going to play that.
I'll probably play it once.
You got Titanfall.
Yeah, Battlefield came with the Xbox One S I got, but I probably don't have time for it, so I'm probably going to trade that in while it's still valuable.
Okay. Wait, trade what in?
Battlefield 1.
It came with Xbox. Oh, that's right. No, you should definitely trade that in.
He didn't get the Gears one. Now, by the way, now it's good for me because it didn't, but the bundle I got for the Gears one, I thought that was going to be Gears Digital. They give you the actual physical copy. Yeah, that seems like a missed opportunity there. They should
really the one time you want the digital.
Yeah. Like,
why? It's not like you have a gaming PC, bro. It's not like you have a gaming PC, right?
No, but I like the fact, like, digital games are just easier because you don't have to get up and change the disc.
No, I agree. I'm
just doing
shit, man. Yeah, on the Black Friday digital sale, I mean, we all got Overwatch, but I also got Doom on that because it was $20.
Oh, nice.
Because I heard that one's really good.
Yeah, it's something I'll play, and, like, Wolfenstein was great, so.
Mike, I got Return to Arkham.
You did? I thought you got Dishonored because you didn't want to get Arkham after.
I got them both. Come on.
That's
the one time I was Jim and I got them both.
Yeah.
The closest I ever came to rebuying a game was when Injustice was like
$5.
Like $5 on PS4 after I had played it. Mm-hmm. Then it was free like a few months later on there for PlayStation Plus, but. That's the only time. I mean, I love the Arkham games, you know that, but I'm not going to buy them again. I have them.
Yeah. I mean, if you had an Xbox, I could let you borrow this, but I got it on Xbox. See, I like to vary my purchasing. Most of my stuff bought this Black Friday was PlayStation 4, but I picked up a few games. Like, I also got Final Fantasy 15, but I did order that beforehand, so.
I got The Rise of the Tomb Raider as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
PlayStation 4s, right? I might want to borrow for that from you at some point.
It's got the VR experience, so.
I got it, yeah.
No, it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned the digital sales because this organization called, let me just bring up the link here. I had it open. Super Data? They did like some analysis over like sales and whatnot for the holiday season and stuff like that. So digital went up a huge amount this year.
Yeah, digital's just even like also just not store purchasing. Stores were a lot more empty, but the online sales were huge this year.
Yeah.
So it more than doubled. It tripled. Did it do 1.5 times? It more than doubled, I thought.
Yeah, I think they're saying it's around 30% now.
Yeah.
Of sales are being digital, which is fine. It's good. I just, you know, for the most part, I still prefer physical copies of games, just, you know, resellability, tradability, you know, lendability. But, you know, if they make it lucrative, because the thing is, like, we were complaining about most of the PSN flash sale or for Black Friday. It was like the physical copies are cheaper. Like, why am I going to pay more for a digital copy that I'm tied to forever, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, because, like, I got Titanfall 2. I'll talk about it later. Good game so far, but like, do I want to keep it? Like, if I flip it and
that's what I'm. Like, I mean, there's a couple. I'll get into it in a little bit.
Yeah, we know.
There's games that I'm specifically owning, and Titanfall is one of them where I don't plan on playing the multiplayer, so I plan on just blitzing through the single player and then trading it in. Mm-hmm. So
wow.
No, Mike, these campaigns are getting high scores. Like they're really.
I understand that, but. So, like, it's just funny to me to hear someone having Titanfall for just the campaign.
Yeah.
It's just funny to me.
Well, because you can flip it. It's free.
You might say it's funny that someone has Modern or Infinite Warfare just for the campaign. But
yeah, you might want to say that. Somebody bought Call of Duty just to play the campaign. That would be kind of crazy. I don't even know who would do that.
Yeah, after complaining that, you know.
Look at that time. I got
to
go.
Grand Theft Auto is just like a bane of our industry. And we need to not let it ever get to the top 10 again.
I thought you were going to say more about somebody complaining about Corey buying Call of Duty more than anything, but
Corey didn't buy Call of Duty.
Not this time.
He has in the past.
But I gave him shit when he bought it on the PS4 the launch year.
Because
he's like,
giving him shit.
I got Call of Duty. I'm like, what the fuck, man? He's like, well, it's one of the only co-op games, and I want to play with Sonya. And I was like,
I'm not even co-op in this game. let's not get into that. Let's get into the gaming news real quick, and then we'll get into what we've been up to. Yeah. But Pokemon Sun and Moon sales, broke
huge, broke
the world. I'm gonna at this point in time get a little serious now and say I was wrong.
We're recording anyway. That's fine.
Yeah, we're recording. This is gonna be this is in YouTube forever. Pokemon Go was a fantastic decision, and Nintendo has made some great decisions now financially, and hopefully the Switch is amazing. That's all. I mean, it's the best thing I can say. They did a fantastic job with this because that Pokemon Go effect is ridiculous. Because
it's real. It's real.
The franchise is fading. Like, you can tell the interest was waning on this, and now all of a sudden it's the best-selling Nintendo game of all time.
Not best. Fastest.
In the first 2 weeks.
It sold over 3 million copies in the Americas in 2 weeks. Yeah. You know,
it's ridiculous. So,
but no. I mean, I'm not gonna pile on you for it. But I will just say, like, it is ridiculous. And like, I've seen so many people, even my work, like, openly like playing Pokemon on their breaks and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Last week, we have a traditional like pre-Thanksgiving like Halo 1 Fest. So it was. Hosted by Kevin's new roommates because he's like moved in with them and like is living in their basement. So I went there for the first time, met them, and I sit down and I look to the left and there's like a brand new Pokemon 3DS with Pokemon in it. I'm just like, respect. Like that, so
yeah,
definitely working.
It's amazing. I'm complaining about them not making enough money off of that, but wow. The trickle down effect is amazing. So,
yeah. So I mean, I just think this goes to show that, you know,
they saw the bigger picture.
If done successfully, their iOS, their mobile apps can push their core franchise their own systems.
Plus, they had a $100 system like during Black Friday you couldn't find either. Right.
Oh god, dude.
Yeah.
I wish I had known how much those are going to be highly sought after because, like, you know, all Black Friday, like, I just had, like, my phone or Surface open with, like, a Twitter for Wario64, who posts, like,
all the deals,
and when they're available. It's like, oh, 3DS, new 3DS, $99, available at this site, and then at this site, and this site. I'm like, I already have a 3DS. I don't need another one. And then, like, next day, it's like, they're all sold out. They're going for, like, $200 on eBay. I'm like, fuck me. Like,
yeah. So, I gotta point this out. Like, I now see what they're, this is, I have their vision now. Like, let me just go, guys, we gotta just, I wish I had a board behind me to show you this, like, crazy plan from the, yes, this crazy plan from Nintendo of moving the Switch out of this year to build hype to get to the Switch. So let's just follow this with Pokemon Go, restoring interest in Pokemon from Nintendo, and everybody knows this. You got this sales now of Sun and Moon going crazy. You've got the NES Classic that you can't find anywhere. The hype, my brother, everybody's talking about Nintendo with that. Then you've got the 2DS or the 3DS model that was $100 for Black Friday. It's a multi-point attack. And then you have Mario hitting iPhone and Android in the middle of December. It's like, and then you have the announcement of the Switch in January. It's like this big attack point that they're doing. It's amazing.
That's December 15th, right? The same day, yeah. Star Wars is coming.
I failed to see the big picture, and they've proven me that they actually have a vision. It sounded to me like they're just kind of going off wherever they wanted to go.
I know.
And they actually have a vision. This is interesting. I'm impressed.
It was huge them being at Apple's event too.
Yeah. That was huge. They're just showing up. Like, they're now in. People are on. They're on the tongue. You know what I mean? Like, people are talking about Nintendo. And
we also missed out too. They actually released a video this week of the Nintendo Cross Universal Studios. It was just conceptual. They were just like, had the props and stuff, but they were talking about what they're aiming to do. And Miyamoto was there, and he's like, yeah, you know, everything's amazing. I can't wait for you guys to be able to see this, you know, blah, 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 blah. But like I said, like, you know, ever since the Wii U started failing like 2 years ago, it's like, well, you know, they got to really end the generation strong so they can move into the next generation with full force, kind of like Sony did with PS3 and a PS4.
But it's not even giving, like, the Wii U, they've given up on. But they did it, and they just forgot about it. And now they've moved into these other areas to generate their hype again, to get their next system successful. Yep. So I think that system sells just off the basis of what they've been doing with these other things. Like, Mario being on iPhone soon is going to be ridiculous. And again, seeing what Pokemon Go did, if they launch, which, again, remember, launching with a Mario game now, that's what we're hearing, not with a Zelda game, but Mario's the one they're building hype for with coming out on Android and iPhone. Like, that's the game they're hyping. So that's what you want to hit with anyways right now.
All right, and I remember, like, months ago we had complained or, you know, talked about, because originally it was supposed to be, you know, they're like, hey, the first three handheld apps, mobile apps, are going to be the Mi, whatever that stupid Mi thing is, Miitomo.
Yeah.
And then it was supposed to be Fire Emblem and Animal Crossing, but then they're like, hey, those two titles got delayed. Here's Super Mario Run instead. We're like, why? That's so weird. But, like, hey, now it makes sense. It's like, oh, it's because in 3 months after that,
the fog of war has lifted, guys.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's this very slow roll from Nintendo that just kind of is building slow. Yep. Like, it's pretty impressive. So, all right, what else we got? We got Death Stranding, that weird Kojima game. Yeah. Going to be a PSX. Kojima's going to be a PSX. Kojima's going to be the Game Awards finally. Throwing Kojima out there, like, he couldn't be there last year.
Right,
and they, like, made a big deal of that, and it's true.
Not allowed.
Yes, he will be there this year, and they've even hyped it up that he's going to be there. So I'm pretty happy. I just wonder what they're going to do with him to kind of poke fun at Konami during that, because you know they're going to.
Absolutely, like, Keighley pretty much threw Konami under the bus. Like,
year.
I remember being like, "Oh shit, that's not just shots fired. That's like bombs dropped."
Yeah,
like,
no, he didn't even care. He didn't pull any punches from that. Yeah. And I expect something like that again for this one, just because Kojima's actually there. Unless Kojima wants to be the bigger man and just not say anything. But
You really liked Metal Gear Solid 5, Mike? I don't remember. I know.
I did like it. Again, the story and the ending let me down a little. Yeah. But
second half let everybody down. And by half, I mean, what the fuck was that last
chapter? Yeah, but I do have to say, though, like, while you were in it, like, we were all playing it, and we're like, this is, like, the best game.
Yeah, yeah.
a really long time. All of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So parts of that game, like maybe even the core of that game was really, really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I remember like playing it like so much because it's when I first moved in my current apartment. I was like, damn, I'm having so much fun with this game right now. Like just like the story started out really, really awesome. Like the gameplay, like the core mechanics of the gameplay, like how you moved around, how you could, you know, get weapons and like you could have the drop loads of like different stuff. It was awesome. I was like, this is so cool. Yeah. But yeah, just
then you could just see where he checked out.
Well, I don't know if it was he checked out or that. Like Konami was like, you need to fucking, we're finishing this game. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they kind of forced him is what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, you're right. Not like checked out, like, you know, implies like, you know,
I'm not saying like he just, yeah,
he was escorted out the building.
That's what I mean, checked out. By checked out, I don't mean like he personally like said, I'm not, fuck this, I'm not doing it. He basically got escorted off the premises. Yeah. So by checked out, he got replaced. All right, MVC4.
Woo!
Rumors are that this is going to be announced at PSX, right? From Capcom? Okay, here's the good news. We all really want a good Marvel vs. Capcom game. We do.
Did we get one last time?
No.
I don't think so.
No, we did not.
We didn't get
I mean, we have two games to choose from, at least, but neither of them.
Well, I mean, the base Marvel vs. Capcom 3 was okay. It didn't live up to 2. Apparently, the Ultimate version was actually really good, but
they fucked us at that point. We can use checked out correctly here.
There's the checked out part, yeah.
And I was consistent. Again, it's kind of like the Diablo 3 thing. Like, hey, they fixed things with Reaper Souls. Don't care. Like, fucking done.
Yeah. I guess in that respect, yeah, I mean, I agree with you on Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I won't play the Ultimate version because of the original, vanilla.
Right, I mean, it was even worse because like you couldn't even upgrade like with a DLC
that was
thing.
The issue.
You
had to like that was
buy
the issue.
A new one. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fuck you guys. Yeah. Like,
what's the story behind this?
Rumor is that because it's coming from Marvel at this troubled time of this
like,
universe,
how did this even come up? Like, something leaked?
You know, so remember when we talked about Disney Studios going out of business and saying that this may be a good thing for Marvel versus Capcom?
Yeah. Yep.
This was a good thing. So, it was a good thing. It's just the only problem with this is now they don't own the rights to the X-Men and don't want to promote them. So their biggest characters we may not get in Marvel vs. Capcom 4.
I.e. no X-Men characters, no Fantastic Four.
Like, I'm a Magneto player in that game. I love playing Magneto. And
Wolverine's always in these games.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
the core of this franchise was originally X-Men versus Street Fighter. Yeah. Like
these games came from like Children of the Atom,
X-Men characters, and you go back and look at the old rosters, like Marvel versus Capcom 2, of like the 28-ish Marvel characters. All but like 10 of them are X-Men characters.
You basically 66% of them are X-Men characters.
Yeah. So because, it's pretty crazy to think of a Marvel versus Capcom game with no X-Men characters. Yeah.
No. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I have defended, you know, Marvel on and whatnot. And some we understand with, like, you know, the whole, like, you know, can't be connected just yet because infighting between Ike Perlmutter and whatever.
Feige and Perlmutter.
Feige. It's like, all right, I understand that, whatever. And even the comics, because to be honest, I don't care about the comic books. Like, every couple of years, I might read an arc if somebody says it's good or, you know, a big crossover. Mm. But, like, this, Marvel vs. Capcom, like, that is personal to me. That is very personal because I loved, you know, Children of the Atom. I loved, you know, X-Men versus Street Fighter. I loved Marvel vs. Capcom 1. Loved Marvel vs. Capcom 2. I was even happy about Marvel vs. Capcom
3. But the basis, like you just said, of those games, right. Like, it says the X-Men.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, it's in the DNA of the game, literally. And I don't mean to make a bad, like, you know, mutant pun, but, like, it's literally the DNA of that game because, like...
Children of the Atom.
Yeah, it's like Storm, Magneto, Sentinel, like... They were just they added so much to the genre, and like they were like top tier characters. Like it's exciting seeing people play a good Magneto, a good
Cable,
Cylon, a good Storm,
Cable,
an amazing Cable, you know, stuff like that. And that's the thing is like, you know, even before Smash Brothers came around, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 made me interested in so many characters from both sides of Marvel's. Like I was like, Cable, who is this? I saw him in like one episode of the X-Men anime. I didn't know anything about him, but he became my main. So I was like, shit, you know what? I got to look up some Cable because he's a fucking badass in this game.
Yeah, but that's the idea behind that. There you go, Tony. They're trying to get you out to their other characters that they actually have.
Everything else is an advertisement for their movies now, and that's what
it is. Money based. I'm not gonna lie.
Pisses me off about Marvel right now.
Right, and that's the thing. I wouldn't mind. Obviously, like you know, you have the MCU characters because you know from this rumor, Ant-Man and Groot are confirmed characters, and you know, obviously, I imagine Star-Lord is going to be a character. Yeah, and that's cool. I don't take that away from the game, but that is no reason to remove the X-Men from the game.
Yes. Well, and that's the idea. But the thing is, from their side of the, not from their side, but from, they have to have known this. You know what I mean? When they're having these discussions, you have to expect this kind of reaction from fans. So until we get the final announcement, I'm not going to say like, this is ridiculous because we don't know. However, what I'm seeing,
this might not be true at all. Yes. But yes.
Right. It's just a rumor.
When we get an announcement next, when is it December 5th? The PSX? December 6th, right?
So it's like that first weekend. Well,
it might not be at the PSX Fest. It might be at the Capcom tournament. That
December
having.
15th?
Yeah, something like that, I think.
Yeah.
It's within the next week or two.
Well, doesn't the Capcom Cup thing start?
Oh, no,
at PSX?
It runs into it, doesn't it?
I think the Street Fighter Final, because Street Fighter V is a PlayStation exclusive, so like, and that's the main game, and that's, I believe, like they're gonna have the finals during that time,
right?
Or at least they're gonna start it at that time or something.
Yeah. So I don't know. Hopefully,
we'll see. But this fits with what they've been doing, to be honest. The marginalization of X-Men for a while now.
It does, and. I will say, this is the thing that will piss me off the most. Like, I might actually say F Marvel if this comes true. I will say F Marvel on this podcast. And you know that is when shit gets serious. I'm going to say that about Capcom and Konami.
Well, Capcom has a hand in this as well.
Well, no, but now, to be fair, Capcom, like, they're only getting contracted for
the
game.
But they can get an associative fuck.
Yeah,
because they've been fucked before.
You know, and the thing given is, the thing is, when Marvel vs. Capcom 3 was coming out, they even said like, we only wanted these characters, and like the Capcom producer was like, we got to have Storm and Magneto and Sentinel. We got to have them in this.
Wasn't
game.
Cyclops not in that game either?
Nope.
Yeah, that bothered me then.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's get into what we've been up to, guys, because it was a busy week. So, Tony.
Whew, boy, what have I been up to? Mostly Titanfall 2. I got that just because it was like over half.
$27.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? That's fine. Because the thing is, like, I can obviously wait, and I know that game's going to even drop even further. The thing is, like, I did want a couple more games to play, you know, going to the end of the year, just because, like, I was like, man, this year was really, like, low for me, obviously because, like, Nintendo pretty much checked out this year, but even, like, past that, it's just, like, Sony didn't release, like, Uncharted, you know, I know you guys love it,
but
that means nothing. You know, so I was like, and I obviously don't have an Xbox, so Gears had no appeal to me either. So I was like, you know what, let me get this game, it's cheap, and, you know, I like that kind of shooter, plus, you know, giant robots, obviously. I love giant robots. So, you know, playing that, I want to say I'm probably about halfway through it already. I don't know. It depends on how the mission structure is. Like, there's a mission select screen. I'm like, I'm already at the end of the first row, and there's only two rows. So, and that's fine. Like, I actually wouldn't mind a 10-hour campaign, because, like,
I heard it's less.
And if that's...
Sometimes that's all you need, though. Like, you don't necessarily need 40 hours.
I do want a couple short-play games. Yeah, I do want a couple short-play games myself.
Right, and because, like, I wasn't anticipating it, I didn't drop $60 on it. If this only winds up being 8 to 10, I'm fine with that, because so far, it is really awesome. Like,
that's what I hear.
The story is actually pretty okay, but, like, just the mission structure, the stuff they have you do, I'm like, this is actually pretty interesting for a shooter.
I heard there's a platformer element to it.
Yeah, there is, because, you know...
It's amazing.
A lot of the mechanics of the game is being able to run off of walls and being able to double jump and then climb. So, like, some of the levels, I'm like, I see this, like, secret, like, kind of like, if you guys remember how the later Halos had skulls to collect?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you had to, like, really go to your... They have something, like, they call it pilot helmets. But these are more easily visible. Like, you could see, like, they have a blue aura around them. So you're like, that's a helmet.
Something's over there.
Yeah, it's like, well, how the fuck do I get there? And you just like... You know, like, I feel like I need to, like, bust out of, like, a protractor or something, be like, all right, this angle, and then, like, I could walls jump off of here, And yeah, let's do that. And you're like, you know, there's a lot of trial and errors. Like, ah, that's clearly not going to work out. But it's like, when you find it, you're like, damn, I'm the man. Like, I'm like a fucking parkour master.
How fast did you get like a handle of the control scheme and the wall running and jumping and all that stuff?
Like, are you are you bumper jumping?
No, but you know what? I might switch to that.
That was like mind blowing when Corey got that me to do that in the game. I was like, wow, it just helps out so much.
Because you have to be able to move and jump at the same time when you're doing that.
Now I think about it, I should just because that's how I mapped Halo controls after 2. So I probably will do that. Thank you for even pointing. It's weird. I rarely like mess around with the controls. Like if I play it, I'm like, okay, I can live with this. Then I don't even bother. But there is a bit more. I don't know how Titanfall 1 played, but Titanfall 2, there is a certain amount of stickiness. So like if you are wall running, you can aim and like it won't like let go of you if you're not holding down.
Oh, okay.
The button. It seems. I don't know. It just feels pretty forgiving in that. But
cool.
You know, bumper jumping. That better.
The thing that stuck out the most in Titanfall 1, I think, was the movement and the way you could get around the map and still easily do things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they really nailed that aspect.
Yeah, it's really fun. And even, like, just the intro cinematic, I just made up a word. You know, usually I don't care about that, but, like, this did a really good job of, like, showing, if this were real life, like, what a good pilot could do. You're just like, oh. Like, yeah, this dude's, like, pretty much a one-man army kind of thing with just all the shit he's doing. Yeah. So I'm really enjoying the game. I'm glad Respawn got to make a second one and including campaign. Kind of murky on the future because obviously it's not doing as well as
Not selling very well. Yeah,
wants it to, which is why it was discounted so heavily. But free DLC soon, so hopefully that with the holiday sales bumped it up a bit.
You know, Call of Duty was discounted as well right away. It was $39.99 that whole weekend. So
yeah, it was.
You can't tell me that sales are doing well then too.
No, but, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, even, you know, even if it sold 20% less, 20% less of like 10 million is still 8 million. So,
yeah.
But no, I do agree. It's a good sign. It is a good sign that hopefully people have gotten, you know, are starting to get fed up with that price. But, you know, yes. I mean, that's how it is with everything. Like, Just Dance.
Was Battlefield, you know? Field discounted heavily too?
I don't think that was.
No, I did see Battlefield.
But it's a bundle.
Hmm. I mean, it's got bundled a bunch, yeah.
Like, I even asked you guys in Slack chat, I was like, is anybody getting this? Because I was like, it's $30. Like, if you guys are getting this, I might just play it for a month and get rid of it. But nobody responded, so I was like, all right. I think Mike laughed, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, no.
And the only thing, other thing I'm playing is Pokemon Sun. I'm only about an hour into it, but Pokemon Go effect. It's actually a lot of fun, because the last Pokemon game I played was Pokemon X, which is, I think was like 3 years ago. They really changed up a lot of the formula because, you know, for almost 3 decades now, like Pokemon, it's like you start out, you get a Pokemon, you got to go beat up 8 gym leaders and then fight your way to the last boss. This, there's no gyms at all. It just,
what?
There's islands for you to explore, and there's what they call like kahunas or something like that. I mean, kahunas. It's Hawaiian
inspired. Major League? You don't have the kahunas?
That's cojones.
Kahuna, that's cojones. I know. It's close enough. It's close enough.
No, kahunas are like the big wigs. Big kahuna. You know, the big leader. Yeah, ruler. Yeah.
But that's what they are. It's like they're leaders of these like towns and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so like they're like the new gym leaders.
Right. But like not all of them are asking you to beat them. Right. Like the mayor. Yeah. Not all of them are asking you to beat them. They might be like, hey, you need to go, you know, catch like this.
They have missions legendary or quests for you.
Right. Sort of like that. So it's interesting. And just the first, like, this is the first game that you're able to, like, real Pokemon game, walk around in 3D. Like, when I walked outside the house, I was like, this is weird because every other game, it's like overhead 2D, like, you know, up, down, left, right. And this is like, oh, shit, this is interesting. So I'm enjoying that. But, you know, I got...
Okay. Are you looking forward to the rumored Switch version?
That's what I was getting into. But I got to be honest, in the back of my mind, I'm like, should I just like flip this? Because I could pretty much make sure I don't lose money on this because of what I got in. But I'm like, I should just wait for the Switch version because, and again, this is one of the things that really sells the Switch concept to me. Is like, I would love to be able to play it at home on the big screen TV when I'm able to, and then just pick it up and play it on the go when, you know, I go
out and about. Over
the weekend. Right, exactly. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to invest another 40 more hours into Pokemon Stars if that comes out next year, if I do this, but we'll see. We'll see.
All right.
That's it.
That's Mike, what have you been up to?
You don't want to go, Jim? You're putting something off?
We're saving the best for last. I think we're saving the best for last.
Okay. Well, I didn't really have to do much. I played some sports games, but I played a little bit more of Overwatch. As I said last
week. You know, you constantly yell about this game. You constantly play it more than we do. And we all love it. We all want the digital version of the game because we all love it.
I know. And by the time you guys get back into it, I'll be done with it. So
I highly doubt that.
No, all I need is another game to play. Like, I didn't play it when I...
Well, that's what I have. Well,
did you get Dishonored 2?
No, I'm going to let someone close to me get that for me later.
$27!
It's fine. Maybe someone close to me got it for that. Anyway.
Before I get to it.
I played Overwatch again, trying to adjust to the new patch still. And, I finally got a little bit of time with Sombra, but I'll say this, she's still pretty bad. She's not really that good unless, like, there's stuff I don't know what to do with her yet, which is possible because it's still new. I had one good game with her, though. Like, I went, like, 16-2, which was pretty good, and we did win. But, I don't know. She needs a little more, I think. She just doesn't... Because she's kind of like a DPS, but, like, not really. Like, she's... Utility to
constantly yeah, she's like game. DPS utility.
Yeah, it's season, a constantly evolving game. They'll
the new season starts right this week, right?
Like
pretty soon. Yeah, it was running out, and I also did some of the random hero things in RK, which is good because it lets me like explore like how awful I can be with other characters.
Well, I was gonna say explore characters that you might not want to commit, like you know, to a escort map or something like that.
Yeah, no, I just play them in places where you normally wouldn't, but it would also let me learn some characters that I haven't really played too much, and by learning it just is like, oh wow, I really should not be this character. That's more most of what
you've learned to not play this character.
So Arcade has successfully separated the angriness that we have when we play quick matches because people just play the shit on the arcade.
Yeah, everyone plays pretty bad in Arcade, which is
so
fine.
So quick play still exists, right? Like,
it exists, but it's basically just ranked without
ranked. Right, it's not
more just, serious
it's,
now.
It's a warm up for rank, essentially. Right. Yeah.
Practice rank.
Yeah, because obviously there's a hero limit there now, and at the moment during the off season, that is the most competitive mode you can play. So that's the serious place, really.
I like it. I like the sound of it. It's cool.
Yeah,
I didn't mention it. I wanted to mirror you. Like, I did play a little bit of Overwatch, and I did play Sombra a couple times. Really quickly, I do think I will agree, I think she's a little underpowered, but I think Blizzard was erring on the side of caution just because she can go invisible, and, like, that is super tilting for most people, I would say. It's like, oh, where did I get killed from? Oh, the invisible character. Of course, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I have been annoyed at Sombras a few times already, but, like... I still rank her less annoying right now than May, a good Pharah, and Junkrat. And Roadhog's Hook. Fuck all of those things.
Is this Maybe will forever be like the devil queen of Overwatch.
Why does she drop her soul for Reaper when she has no soul? It's the soul of her the enemy she's killed.
It's so true. It's so true.
I've actually had to bin her a few times with the random hero game mode, and... I could do okay with her, but like I don't know how people
good maze, like, man. Good maze are pretty.
I don't know how they aim their like walls so quickly in the right spot because like I'll just like try to spam it and it'll be 100 feet away. I'm like, well, that's useless to me.
Yeah.
In like a because like you know the panic wall that lots of maze do pretty well. Like I tried that and it's on the other side of the map, but you know.
Yeah,
obviously it's an.
You gotta put
taste.
More than an hour in on her.
I don't want to. I don't.
I don't want to. I don't want to become what I hate most. Like
no,
unlike some other people on this podcast.
Yes. All right. So what have you been up to, Jim?
Well, let me go real quick. Get this out of the way.
All right, that's fine.
I played some Overwatch too because I didn't realize when you had the disc version, you couldn't just play it off the disc version that you had installed. So I had to delete it.
Yeah, same here.
That's the annoying part about the PlayStation. you have to do that on the PlayStation. Yeah. You don't have to do that on the Xbox.
Fuck that. Anyway, so I had to delete it, then reinstall it, and I was like, well, now that it's reinstalled, I might as well check it out and see how it does. And I played some of the Mystery Heroes and the one-on-one stuff, and the one-on-one stuff is really fun because I like that every round is a different character. It's a good variety. But I didn't get to play Sombra at all. I decided not to try to get too far into that. Just wanted to check it out real quick, the arcade.
Yeah.
And then when I got my Xbox set up, I just wanted to see how fast Destiny loaded. And Destiny servers were offline, so I couldn't tell.
Oh, yeah, PlayStation, like Battle.net at least wasn't on last night. I tried to play and it didn't work.
They were having a lot of problems over the weekend, Destiny, apparently.
Well, they're also prepping for Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a new map also on the PTR right now for Overwatch.
Yeah, I heard that too. It's Oasis. The Oasis or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that is. I'm sorry to interrupt, Reap Corey. Mm-hmm. One other quick thing I forgot to mention during my section was I started playing Hearthstone ranked again. I might have mentioned that last week. I forget if I did on the podcast.
Yeah, you were angry at people. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like rolled people with shit cards.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, okay, I'll just play a series deck and see how far I can get. I got to rank 8, so...
Nice.
That's with the time limitations, I was like, I really do want to hit Legend at least once just for the card back, just to say I did it, but there's just not enough time. Because, like, at this point now, like, you're fighting, like, really good people and or, you know, who have, like, the best cards, and it's just like, you need to really go on a streak, sort of. Like, you need to, like, win 2, lose 1, win 2, lose 1, win... And it just... To get the stars to level up now, it's like a lot. I'm like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe next season or so, but it's gotten me back in the game for now.
Cool. All right. So I haven't really been up to much. Good.
Bullshit.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Bullshit.
Well, what happened when you were checked online, Tony? You were like, oh, let me see what's going on the PlayStation side of things.
I want to know what went through your head, because originally I had the Jackal VR mission loaded, which is free. So that's fine.
Yeah. So,
and I thought you were going to confuse it with that, and that's what I was hoping you would confuse it with.
No. So, you know, here I am. I'm like, oh, let me just play, you know, some Overwatch or Titanfall or something like that. You know, boot up my PlayStation 4, and it's like, oh, look, there's a lot of people on my friends list right now, obviously because everybody got systems and new games over the weekend and stuff like that. So I'm just going through the list, like, creeping and just seeing what people are playing. And it's like, you know, Ryjad playing Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, and I literally was just like, and I was like, switch my TV, go on my PC. I'm like,
yeah. So I went to GameStop to get my 50% trading credit for a lot of things, right? And I brought in Gears of War 4. The second time I went back with Corey, because I was like, I'm going to get the Xbox One S with the Gears. So I don't need this game. So I was going to trade it in to get some credit. And so when I went to do that, the guy's like, oh, this counts for getting,
Infinite Warfare
for $1. And I was like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah. So I'm like, so he scanned it. And then because of the discount, I made $1. So it was actually, they gave me $49.
Because it was worth more than $49.
Yeah. My Gears of War went to $40.99, and I paid $39.99 for the game, you know, because tax is automatically covered by the trade-in. So I got the game, and they gave me an extra $1, and they guarantee me that it's worth at least $30, well, $33 with my...
30 days.
Yeah. So I have to finish it by Friday. So I got the game for free. That's what I looked at.
So not only was it a Call of Duty, it was through your favorite store, GameStop, as well.
Yeah, so not only did I buy Call of Duty, who I've yelled about... Not Call of Duty. I've yelled about Grand Theft Auto.
You have yelled about Call of Duty before. And I distinctly remember not too long ago when we were talking about VR stuff. I was like, you're going to get Call of Duty, Jim. Let's be honest. You're going to do the VR stuff. You're like, but the VR stuff is free. I was like, oh, okay. Then maybe you won't get it.
And I have that. So let me just say, though, that this campaign is damn good. Like, it's really good. I'm having a lot of fun playing this game.
Well, when we saw that trailer, we like, didn't know what game this was. We were like, oh, this looks kind of good.
Which, I said that. And then remember, Tony, you said, you're not buying all these shooters. You can't play. I now own Titanfall, I own Call of Duty, and I own Overwatch. I did not get Battlefield.
Mm.
But I do own Battlefront as well. because I picked that up as well for $7 for $6 actually.
I might get back into that because of the movie.
Yeah, but anyway, so Call of Duty guys, I'm not even going to touch the multiplayer ever. All I'm doing is I have probably about I'm 3/4 of the way through the single player game right now. I should be done with it later tonight, and then I'm trading it in right away, flipping it.
But would you recommend this if you are like you're saying this campaign is really good?
I would recommend it if you can get it for $30, $25 or the dollar that I got it for. It's absolutely worth the dollar.
Or the negative dollar.
The negative dollar, because I got $40.99 It was awesome.
So if someone was willing to give you $1 and this game, you would say take it.
Yeah, because, and then like GameStop was doing a dollar promotion. Even then, if you paid $1 for this game and you can still get $30 on trade, yeah, that's pretty awesome. Like, yeah, you might be, you're not really losing anything that way. You're paying $1. You know what I mean? You're going to trade another game in anyways that was probably worth $30.
There's also the whole thing of like sort of boycotting this franchise for like 8-ish years. Like, it probably is a bit better by now. So
I'm shocked
you go in and you're like, this is not what I remember from 8 years ago. That's good.
Yeah, and I've listened to other podcasts where they talked about how good the single player is, and I'm like, oh, because like Titanfall is the same way. I really want to play the single player of these games, and they actually put the time and effort into these games. And this is a space combat kind of game. There's flight combat in this, which is up my alley. I love that space simulator, the space combat. Love those games. Wing Commander, love that. This game does it better than Eve. Like, I'm playing this, and it's better than Eve, Valkyrie.
Nice.
It could be a full-fledged game on its own, the space combat.
I wonder if it's really better than Battlefront.
It's really good. Like, it is, like, there's a flight and hover mode. You can spin around and, like, shoot. I haven't even tried it on VR yet. It's going to be amazing on VR. But I'm really impressed with the game. And I'm actually happy I did that deal. I mean, I was getting, like I said, it was a no-brainer for me. It's still shocking that I didn't hit Call of Duty game.
Yeah. I did play the last one. Advanced Warfare? Yeah, Advanced Warfare. Yeah. It was Kevin Spacey in it.
I do like
the blockbuster movie aspect to these campaigns.
This has a popcorn flick feel. Mm-hmm. So it also had the Martian Manhunter actor from Supergirl as one of the guys. Jon Snow's in it.
Why is that guy such a dick on that show? Oh, never mind. We're going way back to the other show.
It just goes to show that you can be bought, Jim. For $1.
Everyone has a price.
I tested that I couldn't be bought. I think I even mentioned my first. The only reason why I got the Xbox the first time is because Microsoft gave me their entire library of games for free because I worked at EB Games. Completely sold me on their Xbox that way. So, ever since.
Yeah.
But fuck GameStop. Fuck GameStop.
I mean, Nintendo has done the same thing. Nintendo gave me an entire DS, the old DS, the first DS. I got that for free. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fat one. So, but I didn't like the DS at that time, the dual screen. So,
bad design. All right.
So that's really all I've been up to game wise.
I just want to mention real quick before we go here out of this section. I did try the VR at your house, Jim, over the weekend.
Oh, nice.
And I wanted the one game I did want to try really bad was that Riggs mechanized.
Yeah, you did try, right?
Yeah, the Riggs thing. I have to say, like, the feeling of being inside of a mech. Is pretty awesome when you're like
virtual on. Did it feel like what you wanted from virtual on all these years?
Not really. It was a different experience. Like virtual on,
I always liked virtual on.
Yeah, virtual on's fine. This to me was different just because it wasn't so much a fighting game, more of like a sports game. It was awesome because like you're getting in to the mech and you're in there and you feel like you're high and you feel like you're up in that. robot.
I know it's altitude wise. Altitude wise. I would like to point out one other thing about this is that I probably seem to be going to be wrong about is the fact that crowd interaction isn't as impressive as I thought it would be. Like, it wasn't as fun for us watching you play the game, and it's the same thing for like Luke, for instance, when he was playing Resident Evil, the kitchen. It's not the same experience as the headset. Like, you can't translate that. Like, they were like looking at it and they're like, everybody was like, this looks really dumb. And I'm like, well, it's a lot better in the headset. Like, it really is.
Hmm.
We don't get one of these in episode. It's not an episode.
That's familiar.
There should be like a Tony VR experience where he just like gets in your face and like just sarcastically makes noises at you.
This is the only way I convey the sarcasm over a podcast. The best way, I'm sorry, the best way. For our listeners only, you got to watch the video podcast.
Yeah, you should watch the video podcast. All right. I just
kind of remember saying that before, you know, that's all.
I was shocked, but I thought it would be fun for people to kind of sit down and watch somebody get scared out of their minds. Because even like the shark thing that Tim did the shark tank, yeah. And it wasn't like as impressive. Like even his, like, we were just kind of thought he looked like an idiot when he reacted. Yeah. So.
I think also it's like everybody's waiting for stuff to like happen as well. Yeah. And like you're waiting for reactions and like people are talking and like saying like, oh, when's this happening? When's that happening? Like, so it's kind of like it kills the experience as well.
Immersion.
Yeah.
I will say I did see a funny gif of some teenager, young adult male playing some VR thing. Couldn't tell what it was, but like, I don't know if it was his older brother or his like dad or just a complete stranger just came up like behind him while he was like doing VR stuff and just like pushed him a little bit. But like the kid was so immersed or something like that, he like went full flying, like, ooh, like full on the wall. I was like, oh shit. Like,
yeah, I saw someone where I don't know if anyone even touched this one person. They just flat out fell down because they were playing.
They were doing it in the Microsoft store. Yeah. But yeah, there's some weird issue. Like Corey's brother couldn't play Drive Club. He got motion sickness. But he was also very rigid, if you notice. He wasn't moving with the car. So like you got to kind of put yourself into the game, and that kind of helps quite a bit. But all right, I think it's going to wrap up 320. Listeners, viewers, guys, subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're not watching us on YouTube, you can see Tony's reactions on there. So please do. Follow us on Twitter at LA Geek. Like us on Facebook. Rate us on iTunes, too. I'd like to see some reviews on iTunes. Keep tuning in.
Comments on YouTube.
The Game Awards is coming up this week, so next week get our reactions on the Game Awards. It's coming up soon.
Are we going to do a bonus round on that?
Maybe we'll just do a bonus round. Depends on what happens.
Did we do one last year for it? I forget.
No, I think we just talked about it.
I think we just talked about it on the podcast. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We might do a – depends on the gaming news that comes out because usually that's it. So then we just talk about it.
And PSX will happen also.
Right. We got a 1-2 punch of PSX and Game Awards, so maybe we'll do something.
Maybe a double game episode.
Yeah, a longer full feature. Double feature?
Yeah, maybe. All right, tune in next week. Tune in next week and find out. Thanks for listening.